Welcome to the RRBF podcast. In Dutch, it's called The Steen. In English, it's called, of course, The Stone. These podcast episodes are made possible by Hollis. We made these episodes during the MIPIM in Cannes at a sunny rooftop bar, and we interviewed a couple of people from the industry about what is going on at MIPIM, what is going on in their business. We talked about, of course, ESG. We had a couple of amazing sessions, so I hope you will enjoy all episodes that we recorded together with Hollis. Enjoy listening. So here we are at MIPIM in Cannes in the sun. Matthias Woods from Adivation, welcome.
Hi.
It's great to have you with us because yesterday, of course, we had the Global ESG Awards.
Yes.
And Adivation was one of the winners.
Yeah.
What were the first reactions a day after?
We got a lot of positive feedback. People came to our stand congratulating us to winning the award. And LinkedIn is kind of going crazy about it. So a lot of positive feedback.
Oh, cool. Yeah, very cool. Nice to hear. Yeah, my LinkedIn as well. It seems like it's not ending with all the positive reactions and the positive vibe that was hanging out there. What is your feeling about ESG? It's such a big buzzword. You told already in the previous conversation that you have. What is your feeling about how real estate is adopting it?
My feeling is that there were kind of like two waves of ESG. Well, one was kind of like, I would say, 5 years ago when the first companies started to really look into reporting tools, like how can we comply with the reporting obligations that we have.
Yeah.
And now most companies have something in place to do their reporting. And now we're feeling a second wave that is focusing more on delivering results towards one of the goals, whether it's energy or social or governance. And in my opinion, the topic benefits from the market situation because...
How come? Because the market is not having a really good time at the moment.
If you talk about number of transactions and generated transaction fees, probably not.
Yeah, then we need to really dive in deep to find them.
But that also means that people have time to focus on their existing portfolios.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And that is what we feel, that there is a strong focus on improving the assets that they have in order to be prepared when the market turns towards more transactions, that the buildings are in a very good shape, that the buildings are complying with regulations, that the tenants are happy, yeah. That when we get back into a phase where more transactions happen, that you're in a good position.
Yeah, and you have now the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's very well said. Well, so what is Adivation? What do you do?
So Adivation is focusing on optimizing the technical building equipment. We're connecting with the building automation system, if there is one. If not, we can retrofit with sensors, the HVAC systems and everything, in order to get the data into the cloud.
Yeah.
Analyze how well it is operated with algorithms and give recommendations on how to improve. And examples for that are, there's a fan running 24/7 in an office building that is only used 10 hours a day, 5 days a week. So yeah. Does it make sense? Sometimes it does, but often it doesn't. So we adjust time schedules of the building equipment. We adjust temperatures in order to run the building in the most efficient way. And once we have a certain level of efficiency, we have an artificial intelligence that can take over the control of the building.
Oh, really?
And include things like weather forecast, in order to, if you know that it's getting warm today, you don't need to heat up the building in the morning.
In the morning,
And with that, we provide a value for the asset manager, the owner.
It's way more than energy reduction. It's way more creating also a value for the tenant.
Correct. It's basically we always say everyone wins. The facility manager, the technical operator, has a partner that tells him exactly what he needs to do better.
Yeah.
The tenant has a space that is operated in a better way. You know, we always measure the quality of air and everything in the building in order to provide the tenant a space with good air quality, with perfect room temperature and everything.
Yeah, so he's more happy,
he's
less
more,
complaints.
Exactly, less complaints. Yeah. And with that, for the asset manager, he has a building that is more attractive to tenants, which makes it easier to rent out spaces, and which also kind of secures the value for the owner. And in the end, talking about ESG, we also reduce the carbon footprint of the building. So
so it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah. It's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah,
correct.
So how is Edifion doing right now? Because you're head of sales. How is it going?
It is going pretty well. We've just hit our milestone from the last financing round last month. So we're growing pretty fast.
So how do you count growth? Is this a number of buildings? Is that number of employees? Is it number of revenue? Or what is?
That's always a question. Who asks?
Yeah.
For investors, obviously, it's revenue.
Yeah.
For us, it's number of buildings, which is.
So how many buildings do you do right now?
We're close to 300 buildings right now.
All in Germany, or
it is. We're in, I think, in 9 countries.
Oh, cool!
Meanwhile,
yeah.
We have a strong focus on German customers still, because the market is just huge and the potential is there. But those German customers do have buildings outside of Germany, so we do them. But we also have a lot of international customers that have German entities and German portfolios. So we're working on both German and international customers.
Nice. And how? What is your team doing as a sales? Are you looking for new customers, or are you also helping out the customers that you have already?
It's both, but there's a strong focus on expanding the business with the existing customers to roll out into their portfolios. But nevertheless, we...
Is that more easy than to get new customers in?
It depends.
Because real estate companies are usually huge and you need a lot of people to know in these companies. And
it is complex because we're normally... So who approves to roll out Edifion? It's normally within the fund structure. So if you have a fund structure, then you have to talk to the fund managers.
Yeah.
If you have a REIT, then it's a bit easier because you can have an operational decision on the C level and they say, okay, we're going to do it for all of our buildings. That makes it much easier. So with this fund structures, it is complex. So it takes some time because many people are involved. It helps if there's a company strategy to say, we will do this with every building. But still, the investors within the fund, they need to be aligned as well. So
yeah,
that makes it a bit complex. And winning new customers is obviously important as well. Quite successful on that end, too, which we think right now definitely is based upon the success that we have about the traction that we have and the reputation in the market.
So people are calling Edifion instead of you calling the people?
Both, yeah.
Both,
but,
yeah.
but luckily people are calling us in order to say, hey, can we do something together?
Yeah.
We've talked to our partner XYZ. They are working with you. They are happy. Can we also do something together?
A lot of prop tech companies or in this space are having a difficult time with the sales cycles to get in to these companies. What kind of customers are like your favorite customers to work together with? When do you know this is going to happen and this is going to be this is going to have a potential of getting bigger? What are you looking for?
The good thing is, we can do one building or we can do 100. Of course, I'm head of sales. If you have 100, I'm happy. If you come and we do 100 buildings. I think that so the ideal customer is a company that has a clear strategy towards how are we approaching our buildings? Like, how are we getting They have to have a plan for the next 10 years. And we can relatively easy, without a CapEx investment, go into the building and optimize them. And that should always be the first thing to do when you think about transforming your portfolio, because you cannot retrofit every building. You cannot do all the facades and all the roofs and all the windows at once.
It's way too expensive.
Normally the business plan doesn't have a budget for that. So now we're looking for customers that have a plan to optimize their buildings, that are...
Do they also need to have like a data strategy, or is that what you bring in for them to really get more an overview of what is happening in the buildings? And
well, a data strategy is obviously helpful. The data that we have, almost none of our customers know enough about their buildings in so order to give us enough information. So there are always a lot of parties involved in order to get the information that we need to start working. So yes, we are part of data strategy, and we bring
an overview.
We bring an overview, and we bring data that they don't have before. Yeah, so one part is like every facility management contract has a clause that they are responsible for efficient building operations.
Yeah,
and when I ask my customers, how do you control that? They have no idea. They have no,
no idea.
Yeah, they're like, I can't control it. How shall I control that?
Yeah, can you help
me? And I can help with that.
Yeah,
because with the data that we get from the building, we really know how well it is operated, and that is a huge value for the customer. But it's also important to understand that we're not there to kind of finger point to the facility manager to say, hey, he's doing a bad job.
Yeah.
We know how complex it is, and that it is almost impossible without a system to really operate a building on 100% level.
Because you don't know.
You don't know it. No. And it's too complex.
And if you don't know, how are you going to operate?
Yeah, and it's way too complex. We had a building, there was a 24/7 a three-shift facility management company involved. So there was, like, every minute there was someone sitting in front of the equipment and was making tweaks and everything. So that was really a good operated building. And still we were able to find potential to save 10 to 15% more energy, even though it was really, really well operated.
So there's always opportunities.
There's always opportunities. And when you think about steering a building via the artificial intelligence, no facility manager looks at the weather forecast and says, like, hey, tomorrow it's going to be warm, so maybe I tweak the heating a little bit or the cooling. So that simply doesn't happen.
No, and you cannot also not do that by hand. And so you need to have a system.
You need to have a system. So sometimes it is possible, but still it will never be as accurate as if you do it technically.
Yeah, cool. So, what's up next for you here at MIPIM?
Two more days to go. Many meetings scheduled with existing and new potential customers. And yeah, I think that we do have a complex market situation right now. There are not so many transactions going on, but that is for us actually good, because the customers focus on how can we improve what we have, that we are prepared for the market to turn. And this is why there is a lot of traction, a lot of meetings coming up. So looking forward to maybe win some new customers as well. But
you won the award, and now you win some new customers.
We won the award, and hopefully some more customers will follow.
I hope so too. So thank you very much, Matthias from Adivion. Great to have you with us. Wish you some good luck, of course, here at MIPIM. Enjoy also the weather, because it's amazing. Can't be better for MIPIM.
Thanks for the invitation, and thanks for ordering the good weather.
I cannot do anything on that, but thank you on that. And see you soon.
See you soon, Wouter. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the RRBF podcast. Thank you again also Hollis for making these episodes possible, and I hope to see you all somewhere at an international trade show, and hopefully we create a better built world together. Bye for now.